figure that out, you know, how this can work tomorrow. You know, some people want to work on it. Some of these other things, like, you know, that trying to get people to communicate more, get together more, that's, we can figure that out. You know, what kind of activities would bring people together? The one thing that we're having, that you know, you haven't looked at as being important, is the first thing we put up there. It's not up there because it's not important. It's the most important. Because English language, you can't talk about what it means to be Inupiaq. I have a heck of a time. My kids don't even understand. Even when what little I understand about this, I try to talk to them, they won't, we don't communicate. The English language doesn't have what we need to do to talk about being Inupiaq. The Eskimo language is the only one that has. You know, you guys don't seem to be concerned about that. Maybe everybody can speak it here, huh?
Not everybody.
Some
can do it broken. Broken Inupiaq.
When you
bring
your baby down,
that's not a problem. There are some families around this world that speak 7 or 8 languages, the whole family. They don't have any problem with it. Only in the United States do they have a problem speaking more than one language. The whole world laughs at Americans. They laugh at Americans. Anytime they talk about languages, they laugh at Americans. They do. They say Americans are, well, maybe not dumb, but they don't learn as much as other people. Other people speak more than one language, and they don't have any problem with it. They speak all kinds of languages. It's only in America that we have a problem. You people speak 2 languages. What's wrong with your kids speaking 2 languages? Nothing. Just that somebody told you that you ought to speak 1 language, and you believe them. And all you're doing is hurting us younger ones.
BIA.
Yeah. But we got to turn that around. And the place to turn it around is not in the schools. They're too old by the time they get in the school to learn the language. You got to give the white people credit for something. They do lots of studies. And what they found out is, as far as languages, the best time to learn them is between 2 and 7 years old. Kids can learn 7, 8, 15 languages, any kid, almost any kid, between 2 and 7. They've also found out why it's so hard to teach grown-ups to speak another language. And the reason for it is because you don't teach them the same way as little kids. You taught grown-ups the same way as little kids, they'd learn. So that's a problem, and I think we have to start someplace. And you know, it's not being done in the homes, and you should think about organizing. Where you get some of your older people who've got the time, and you fix them up a classroom. And even if the mothers have to come with the little kids, bring them over here and let them learn from the older people. No, you know, just whatever it takes for a while. Give them time to learn. To have a little preschool in Inupiaq. They're going to learn English quick enough as you're talking English in your home. And they're going to learn it in school. And they need to learn a little Inupiaq too. And if they learn both when they're that age, they're not going to forget them. And it's not going to hurt them. In fact, it's going to be easier for them as they go along. We should start thinking about that. What we've got to do on all of these is you've got to get everybody involved somehow. Some of these things are going to take old people to teach, and that's good because the old people have been looking for something to do for some time now. Their job used to be to teach. They haven't taught for a long time. Gives them something to do, something worthwhile. But who's going to do the teaching? Well, when we meet tomorrow on some of these things, that's what we want to find out. Who's going to do it? When it's going to be done? And who are they going to teach? And if they need any other kind of help, materials, whatever, where are we going to get that kind of stuff? We need to figure all that out. And then, how do you teach these values, these things, so people feel good about themselves? Well, some of the things that they do, if they learn to do things, instead of wasting their time just watching TV and doing nothing, then they're going to feel better about themselves. But there's got to be a program to teach some of these things. One way is for, again, the older people to talk about them. We heard a few examples here tonight of how these values were used and then taught, really. And that's what they were doing when you were talking here. You were telling us in a story of one of these values. And it stays in your mind, and you learn from it. Well, nobody's doing that anymore. Well, maybe there should be home visits by elders. Set it up with a family and say, one night, a couple of us are going to come over and visit you. We'd like you and your family to be there. We just want to talk about the old times. Start helping people learn. Maybe that's another thing you could do. What about the young kids? What do they want? What do they think? They've been thinking about this. They know what they're missing. What would they like to do? What would they like to learn? We need to find that out.
I sure like to show a little demonstration on the bar.
Demonstration.
Okay.
Sure.
But don't take too long. Because you're including younger people. You're including me, and this is the only way I can see it. And your back can survive.
Well, we gotta get to everybody.
Yeah, everybody. The way I see that region is that man, that Eskimo man, you know? He's holding that spear, and as he was told before, he was warned, I said, like the Manita, he was warned that it's going to be different. You're going to come up to people, different kind of things. he would tell you. And so they're here now. And the only thing they can do is to knock this man over, this impact. They can do it by coming here, and they could cheat on our people. They could just take advantage of us, and they will realize these impacts can't stand. Look what we've done to them, and it's going to get worse if we don't stop and if we don't stand up and have a good reputation as a people, as Inupiaq, good record in the office, in the Nana office, and not allow people to come and run over us. They'll begin to see we're going to stand. And if we fail to show a good record, have a good reputation, and fail to show that we want to stand, we're going to fall if we don't do that. So I'm just emphasizing that the office is an important place. The important place, if the Inupiaq is going to stand at all, the office is going to say something for us people. If we really want to stand up, because we were told before, there's people coming, different people, different things, and we're going to try to just take you over like that. Stand up, have a good record. And reputation and influence. And when we begin to see this, we'll begin to change. That, wow, you know, we are standing up. We are somebody. We have a reputation. We have a good record. And, you know, we can stand up. That's the only way, you know, it's going to help me or other younger people or me in the future, is to have a good record and a reputation and not let people just run us over like this. Because that's...
Well, what we're talking about is developing programs that will get you there.
Just a few words, too, before I go out. I thank you people for coming to tell us of all this that we've heard since we were small. The Kalani in the moment, ilaron niyo nila kung wakit ang mga nikama. Ilingit mong ilisaw at kutihiran na iyo. That's my problem in the family. Ilokata ang ayukang iyo. Sili. Ilokasi ko kiro ni ilus na kapis at man maupo ang nakabak o kaptak sa poraksi sa roba ang lakak ko. Tera uwap tinik ang ayukang iyo ni isok tilaw da, makilu da, itong oras sa pag-ibig, iliso di luwit what we know, nagagakot din itong kanak silulu, da na pinyecho, da na pikot lecha, di luwit na luwit ilo luto, ilo lagot tigig, in maga, itong nakapta ilyang sa inyo na yakit, huwag nungli at narakto nga, da na, iliso ira na ito nga, itong nangamit, kamara iso tutika iso mora ala kuru ta nakangi nakitora kuru alayira iliga umanga inyo ngayon na ta nalit igilang kitchenira ngayon na ma iso ngora ta sutra kuru sila just like I bring them out to this world and just don't care for them in magraliya rola nukhalak to emago aglaga kitikaptigi kitum hora but we just don't know what they're learning. Like Violet said, she taught them how to speak Indian language and Sapmalaru, but we really don't know about it. The Marra Malura, Abaki was that in some things, so it go mata. Nagakari, my teacher, Nin, Kangasimani, and Nakakano, Ayakana, for Nakonic, who wrote Nahu with the Kidnik, Iso, go mata, Nalula Barabi. Kemahi, Ani Ami. Isarik dating puyo ng nagu kano ilong na chomik inibiting nagaka inibtalo dating ubawut backcorn na tulut isitora lubit school muno plaga lubit pira na nagti ikayok tayo ang ayong kamon ni lubit ni alakun tam na kama galong kapyo kubang at ng nagti bali musti mali musti adlan ya na alwa chu sa ta put si bon u bali ki tu na ka in pe ra kum in so di ko na ma ta ku ya ti gi ga la ga ga khana ku ding ding ni bu ka na su ma ra ku ma those that younger girl and the older boy when I talk to them in a similar way, I just can't understand that you don't talk that way. The older boy would say that to me. But Lloyd was the only one that understands the most. Sully,
We've got to break this down so people can do the work. If we just talk about the whole thing, nobody's going to do anything. Somebody has to do the work. And we've got to get the job down small enough so that somebody can do it. And that's what we've got to do here. And then we can take things like some kind of get-togethers here in town every once in a while and pull everybody back together so we got a whole program going. But it's going to have to be different things, because what the young high school kids need are going to be different than what the 35-year-old parents need. It's going to be different. So they're going to have to be different programs for different people. Some people are going to be teaching, some people are going to be learning. Maybe one person that's learning in one thing is going to be teaching something else. So we got to get it together so that people are doing something. But it's going to take a lot of light of work. You think we ought to try to kind of knock it off? I've probably got as far as I can push him.
Yeah.
So we could maybe set a time, and then anybody who can make it, we'll get together and we'll start where we stop
tomorrow morning. Well, we're going to have problems with that until everybody gets spirit here.
I know a lot of spirit.
Scheduled for
Rutney's healing.
Six.
Six. We could have ours at seven.
Yeah.
It could be eight, that's no problem.
We could start our meeting at seven.
Can I start up the Uno?
The two group start at 10:00.
I got just had a quorum over here and they called all the people to go.
Okay.
Second thing is, what do you want us to do to help you in this? Not just here, but you know, in the whole region, for all of our people. What do you want us to do? We work for you. It's not like you know, a lot like we got nothing we can work with. I got all of your money. And if this is important, I'll use it for some of this. So. Don't worry about that. I got to get the board to approve it, but you're behind it. It's not going to disapprove, so you talk it over and let me take something out of here and clean up.
Chris Marlowe, I'll be real busy then for Chris Holmes.
Thank you. You want to get a video
Is there anything, and I say now because Nana is already supporting this program and are starting now, so we do it now. Is there anything that we missed that should be included in our NERVI program?
Who's going to make sure that all that is followed through?
Well, it'll have to be the elder and the elder's role, you know. They'll just oversee this, but they'll at least try to through whoever is available in that program.
Well, we go a little farther than that. You know, we understand that the elders are going to be in charge.
Right.
That's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, what we want to know is who in those other organizations, who, right? Not just, we want to know a name of somebody.
Somebody.
So I think what you've got here is a start of a, just like we got, you know, Nana's board, Manila's board, school district's board are all behind this program. But the committee, the spirit committee, is the one that's doing the work. You know, we know who they are.
Okay.
Ola, Robert, Willie, Alfred, you know, Rachel, those kind of people. What we need here is that kind. And maybe you can call it your own spirit committee or something. Of those people who would be responsible to the elders' council.
It says community. If city's going to be involved, this is the student's request that asked to be involved in that program from the city side. But we haven't named anybody on the IRA. Hilda or somebody? Hilda's working for IRA.
Linda
Garza. Huh? Hilda. Elsie. Oh. Then the woman said mother club. I don't know who is in charge.
Elsie.
Mother club?
No.
You?
Who's in charge of it? Who's that?
Elsie.
So I think you can have somebody that's there that's part of the mother club that we can come besides her. We can't have her doing everything.
She was the one that wanted to start shit.
Yeah.
She's working for the village.
Yeah, through the city. We already listed her as she'll be working on this program through from the city side. Whatever you want. An IRA, Hilda, and Mother's Club. Who is the Mother's Club chairman or president of Mother's Club right now?
Nobody.
Last one, I'm listening. We do a church. I got a lot of good things to do. They just want to know why.
Why is it a good call now? So, what is it that I have now? Church program,
Can't get in the Simangasinapo. What you minister me, go there, you know, Naga, have to call them. Amen. Believe.
put through other other programs, or who
Robert,
who did we miss?
You can be the NANA representative here, right? For this purpose.
All right. Okay. Any other sources that we should add on to this list?
The only other thing that I think maybe you should consider is once you start these programs, you might consider training for people who are going to be doing this. Because different villages will have different people, different backgrounds, but they'll try to be doing the same program. And some of them will do the program better than others. Just like you have your workshop for your bilingual teachers, so they can get together and talk about how they teach something, so they learn from each other. The same kind of thing, maybe we could support that kind of seminars or retreats or whatever you want to call them, where these people who are in charge of some of these programs can get together and learn how to make their program better. Or even hire a startup.
Okay. Who will be in charge of the retreat?
Yes.
Okay. John Schaefer? Willie Henson. All right. Anything else that we can add on? Starting at when? And would you?
Maybe when we get programs going in every village first, that, so it'll probably be next year.
Next year, 1982, okay.
After anyone.
Yeah.
No.
Like our church program, we administrative will start next time. Because
yeah, well, we wouldn't try to teach the people in that program how to. Coordinator in each village that would program gets going, we'll have a full-time coordinator at the regional level to work with them too, to support the training and everything.
Right up in the new battle values, it's yeah. What does that mean? So long a word. Talking about quitting.
Elders.
When?
When?
Okay, who would go?
Do you still have a feast on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
why don't you try to have a meeting before Thanksgiving? So that you can take the time during the Thanksgiving feast when you've got everybody there and tell them about your program. A lot of people don't know about it because they didn't come to the meeting.